Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. The annual India Fest celebration in Milwaukee takes place later this week with food, music, and other cultural activities planned all day Saturday at Humboldt Park. We will speak later this week with the organizers of that event. But a Milwaukee woman has for years been helping people here and around the country celebrate Indian cuisine in their own kitchens whenever they want. Alamelu Vaivaran is host of public television's Healthful Indian Flavors with Alamelu and author of several cookbooks, including The Art of South Indian Cooking and Indian-inspired Gluten-Free Cooking. It has been a few years since we last spoke with her on the show, and so we invited her back to catch up with her. She talked with Lake Effect contributor Mayan Silver about her first connections with food as a girl in southern India.
When I was growing up, in my parents' home, we had a full-time cook. So there was no opportunity for me to learn or to go into the kitchen to help mom or anything like that. As a child, I was asked to go to good schools, come back, and three scrumptious meals were served every day. So it was a happy childhood memory with great food provided by my family. So I did not have any opportunity to learn any cooking at that time.
What was your favorite food to eat?
I love lunch because even though I went to school and everything, it's not like a sandwich. It's a plate with rice, different vegetables, and some meat like chicken or lamb. And mom will lovingly sit down and serve us lunch. And sometimes when I'm not able to come home because of an exam or something, my mom would send lunch to school in a tiffin box. And I will sit with everyone, and the lunch is basically, in South India, the staple food is rice. And you can make sambar rice, soup rice, yogurt rice. It's amazing. And then with that, she will send me some vegetables. But most of the time, I really came home for lunch. We lived very close to, the school was close to home. So we'll come home for lunch and then go back.
You said rice was a staple of South Indian cooking.
Right.
India is kind of divided between North and South India.
Oh, yeah. India is very diverse. And when you go from state to state, the food is so different and it is awesome. But the major difference is between North and South. In South India, the staple food is rice. And in North India, the staple food is wheat, where they make amazing breads like chapati, puri, aloo paratha, naan, and all that. And in South India, we make very good steamed rice cake called idlis and thin crepes called dosas. And dosas will be filled with vegetables or potatoes and served with chutney. So the staple food here in South India is rice, and there it's wheat. And also, if you want to learn about the vegetarian cooking, South India is the place. You can take any vegetable, cook it so many different ways, each tasting differently. And in North India too, they eat vegetables and legumes, but it's rich meat-based cuisine. And the spice combination that is used between North and South is also different. In Northern India, most of the dishes are cooked with garam masala, and it's kind of a same kind of cloves, cardamom and cinnamon like that. But in South India, when you want to make vegetable dishes, you have different kinds of spice blends called sambar powder, rasam powder, chutney powder. So when you're cooking vegetables, it doesn't taste the same. Each one has its own unique texture, flavor, and it's really wonderful.
So in the United States, in Indian restaurants, do they tend to be North Indian or South Indian?
Yeah, in the United States, mostly it's North Indian restaurants. However, if you go to New York or California, you will find a good South Indian restaurant. I know in Milwaukee, sometimes in the weekend brunch, they will say they serve South Indian brunch, but really it's mostly North Indian restaurants here.
And so you've created a career about South Indian food, South Indian cooking. You have a show on PBS.
Right.
At what point did you actually start to cook? How did that happen?
Okay. I had to learn cooking in a hurry. As I told you, when I was a child growing up in India, never went into the kitchen. But when I got married and came here, I was asking my husband, where is our cook? He said, you're looking at us. So what happened was, truly, I have seen all the spices and spice blends in the kitchen, but never knew how to use them. So I had to learn cooking in a hurry. And in New York, my uncle had a chef in his home, just like in India. So my aunt said, leave Alamelu here. We will teach her the basics and how to turn the stove on and off carefully. So that's how my cooking really started. And then I think out of necessity, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And I was craving for this wonderful comfort food and did not have any idea how to prepare it. So anytime I go to India or to New York to see that chef, I would have a notebook and a pen and I'll start writing down the recipes. Of course, with trial and error. Sometimes it's total disaster in the kitchen, but then I persisted and started cooking. And when I started cooking and making food for me and my husband, he would say, Alamelu, you're becoming a good cook. So I started believing, oh, maybe I am a good cook. So that's how it all started.
That's wonderful. Do you have a memory of a particularly tough time in the kitchen, or
yes.
What was, yes, you do?
Yes, I do. I remember when I was making my Madras coffee, which is like cappuccino or latte, for my husband, and I was making that for him instead of sugar. I put the instant coffee and sugar and brought it to my husband. He took one sip and spit it out, and he said, Alamelu, what did you put in? So I took him to the kitchen, and what we found out was, instead of sugar, I had put a baking soda. And then I told him, well, when I put the sugar in the milk, it was boiling
foaming.
Over and foaming. I did not even have to transfer back and forth. Milk here is magic, I said.
That is so funny. That's really funny.
So
you started slowly but surely getting used to the
yes.
kitchen.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that you were able to cook that you felt really confident about?
Okay. I think what I did was I started making very simple meals. Even today, I make only simple. Simple meals are delicious. You don't have to stay in the kitchen for hours to create a wonderful, wholesome meal. So I do cook the vegetables and all that. So I started enjoying cooking on a daily basis. And my way of cooking is get into the kitchen and do whatever you need to do for 45 minutes and get out of the kitchen. I do not like spending whole day in the kitchen, but I love to eat and make a wonderful meal.
How did cooking complement other aspects of your personality?
Oh, I love people. I really do love people. See, in India, when I was growing up, I had two brothers, two sisters, and we had in my parents' home, we had a cook, a driver, gardener, maids. So I was always surrounded by people. And when I came to America, my husband will go to work and I'll be sitting alone in the apartment. And it was not very easy adjustment, and I really needed to reach out. So the cooking and the food, my husband will invite his friends or his professors in the beginning to our home. And when they say, this is very good, I really like it, and they started asking me for recipes and all that, I really loved it. So people, I love people and I love food.
So you've made it kind of a mission to help people
yeah.
feel confident in cooking Indian food.
Actually, you know, I never thought of the cookbook right away. I went to UWM and I earned my degree in health information management. But When I was going to school, I also had two children, a daughter and a son, in Whitefish Bay schools. And the Whitefish Bay schools will call me and say, today we have a cultural day. Will you come and do some cooking? And I will say, oh, really? You want me to? And then I will brave myself. I'll take my skillet and go and do something. And the students will come and say, oh, this is awesome. I really like it. How do you do it? And all of a sudden, they covered it on the newspaper, on television, and I really started believing, like, oh, maybe I can do this. You know, it was really fun.
And you have a special affinity for children and seniors, right?
Yes, very, very much.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Recently, I mean, last year, it was a nutritional month in, nutritional month is in March every year. And Whitefish Bay Schools invited me to come and do a program. And I asked them, what is the age group, which grade I'm going to? They said, kindergarten, your audience is 5 years old. And I said, oh, really? That must be fun. And I wasn't afraid because over the years, I have fed kids, teens, adults, seniors over the years. And I know how much they like it. So what I did was I made a multicolored pepper rice dish and took it to school. And they had two sections of the kindergartners in one classroom. And when I went there, the kids, they were all very cute five-year-olds. And they said, oh gosh, it smells so good. What did you bring? I said, no cookies, no brownies, and no cakes. And I made a rice dish. And they were so rice dish. And then, you know, I did take all the vegetables that I used in the rice. I put it in a platter and asked them to name the vegetables. And if they did not know, I told them what kind of, I took a multicolored peppers, onions, tomatoes, and cilantro. And then we gave the food for tasting, right? And you should have seen these kids when they were given this rice dish in a plate, they ate and they raised their hand and they wanted seconds and thirds. And one kid wanted to take that rice dish to his mother. And another one said, if I have a birthday, can you come and teach us all how to cook? Aww. So it was truly an amazing experience. Another one, this is 5-year-old, looked at my cookbook and said, how did you put all these things to a book? What did you do? It blew my mind off. And I said, oh, you know, you need to work on it and you put this together. So it was really fun. So I have done programs from 5-year-olds to 90 years old.
So you come into contact with people who probably have never had Indian food before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
or vegetarian.
Yes,
vegetable.
Definitely. Well, I have done programs for some Chamber of Commerce, and they invite me. I'm also a wellness presenter. So I go into the companies for lunch and learn and things like that. And when I do that, people will say, gee, gosh, I don't know if I like spices and all that. I'll say, oh, really? And I give them an orientation to spices. Spices and legumes, and right in front of them, I will cook a rice dish or a vegetable dish, and they will have a sample. And then they will say, oh, I read about turmeric, I read about cumin, and they said it's like food and medicine all in one, and I see how you put the spices together, and it's really not hot. I really want to learn how to prepare these dishes. So it's a magical experience.
Have you had a situation where you've started with someone who has never even tasted the food before, and then they get so into it that they want to learn to cook it, and eventually you teach them how to cook?
Yes. I remember when I was doing one program, I was asked to come and do a team building event. At that time, this person said, I don't like spicy food and I don't know if my stomach can take it. I had a horrible experience. I said, oh, really? What happened to you? I asked him. And he said, well, last night I ate a pepperoni pizza, he said. And that was spicy. And I said, look here. What you ate probably is fat and salt. So it's not the spices. Well, just keep an open mind. Let's see where it takes you. And then when he was into the class doing something, he said, I really want to learn how to eat more vegetables. So it was wonderful.
So you have multiple books, but you've kind of geared them about healthy cooking.
Yeah.
And so in one of your books, in your introduction, you wrote that you should approach South Indian cooking with an attitude of relaxation
yeah.
and enjoyment.
Yeah.
And not allow yourself to worry about exact measurements or the lack of certain ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And you said your dishes will be delicious and family and guests will be delighted with your efforts.
Yes.
Have you found that that rings
That's
true?
That's exactly. It's from my own learning experience. I did not even know how to use those spices. And you just have to have an open mind and you must have a willing to learn. It's just like anything else, music instrument, driving a car. If you are scared and don't want to do it, you will never learn. And for me, it is also a necessity that I had to learn. So I kept an open mind and I said, oh, the cook in India made this wonderful cauliflower soup. I wonder how to make that. And my mind went on to go learn how to make those dish. So it's an attitude and willing to learn will help anyone master anything in this world.
Alamelu Vaivaran, thank you so much for coming on Lake Effect.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Alamelu Vaivaran is host of the public television show Healthful Indian Flavors with Alamelu and is author of several cookbooks, including The Art of South Indian Cooking and Healthy South Indian Cooking. She spoke with Lake Effect contributor Mayan Silver.